Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our program today, Fire Shut Up My Bones. Please turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Luke, starting in verse 38. It says there, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about with many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins, Lord. And I pray that we use these very practical truths from your Bible to apply to our lives. Please open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The most important thing is when you come to an independent fundamental Baptist church is to hear from God in church. Never let ministry take you away from the wonderful word of God. Also, do not be peer pressured into thinking your spiritual level is determined on how much work you do for the church. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." I'm here to tell you today that the most important thing in church is to hear from that blessed book, to hear from that wonderful, inspired book, the Word of God. And please, beloved, don't turn me off into thinking that ministry isn't important. For the more spiritual food that you get from the sacred desk, from the man of God, the more ministry you'll take upon yourself. But make no mistake, the Word of God should not be sequestered in favor of the ministry, all because you want the applause of men. The title of this message today is, "But One Thing Is Needful." But one thing is needful. Here we have a story of a woman named Martha received Jesus into her house. She was cumbered about with much work. In fact, she took it upon herself so much work that she ignored the most important person in the house, her guest, Jesus Christ. However, Mary, on the other hand, understood the most important thing for her is not work. The most important thing is not, at that particular time, the ministry. The most important person in the building that day was Jesus Christ, her Savior. View with me in the wonderful Word of God, verse 38. "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." Hopefully I didn't misspoke earlier. I meant Martha heard the word of the Lord. That's very important. That brings us to our first point. I want to draw your attention to point number one, hearing the word. I will say again, the most important thing in church is that we hear the words of Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, serving God in church is important, but it should never ever get in the way of hearing the word of God. Beloved, let us help on the bus route. Let's help in the Sunday school class. Let's help with cookouts. Let's help with setting up. Let's help with taking down. But we should never let those things get in the way of hearing the word of God. I'll give you an example. When it's time for church and church service starts at 11 o'clock and the pastor is preaching the word of God, you should not let the kids out of the bus, tell the kids to go inside and sit down, open that wonderful word of God, and listen to the pastor when you yourself are outside chatting with your fellow pewmate. That is not how it should be. You are skipping church. You might be in the ministry. You might be dropping off kids. But I tell you, if you enter not into the house of God to hear the audible word of God from the man of God, from that sacred desk, then you're making a grave mistake. And that's what Martha was doing. It is important to hear from the word of God. Mary heard the words of God. Draw your attention to point number two. Distracted from the master. Distracted from the master. Oftentimes, we see Christians diligent about the ministry, doing things for God, but missing God. Beloved, it is never the will of God to be overloaded with or encumbered by the work of God that you miss hearing from God. The Lord wants you to hear from Him. The Lord wants you to be blessed by Him. The Lord wants you to open His Word and hear from it and apply it to your life. As you know, the Word of God, He esteems the Word of God above His own name. If the Word of God is that important, don't you think you should be in the church house listening to the Word of God being preached? As I say again, oftentimes we see Christians diligent about the ministry, doing things for God, but missing God, missing Bible reading, working at church instead of being under the audible sound of the words of God. A side note, don't get peer pressured into the ministry because you're worried about what people say. Do what you know, do what the Bible commands. The Great Commission, passing out tracts, soul winning, all these, living a holy life. You know these things. You know the commandments of the Lord, and we should keep them. The more we follow the commands of God, the more God will give us work to do. He will tell you what to do. So never let a man tell you what to do. Now, yes, a pastor might say, hey, pray on this, pray on that. Would you pray about getting involved in this? And pray about it. And then you will feel the Lord calling you into that direction. Do what the Bible commands until God calls you into a specific duty. Also, do not substitute spiritual food for the ministry. Spiritual food fuels you for the ministry. Get that. Spiritual food fuels you for the ministry. Without spiritual food, that's Bible reading every day, morning, night, lunchtime, evening, any time of day, prayer, you will not last in the ministry. You'll get burnt out. You'll be grumpy. You'll tell a kid off for no reason. You need spiritual food for the ministry. The Bible says in Psalm 63:1, a psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Too many a Christian is dehydrated from the word of God because they skip it. They wake up in the morning and they go out soul winning without even opening up that sacred book and talking to God for that day. I tell you, that's a grave mistake, a very awful mistake. And that's what that is what Martha here was doing. Skipping the master, being distracted from the master. Mary wasn't distracted from the master. She received that good thing that is Jesus Christ. And that's the good thing when we go to church, Jesus Christ. And I'm here to ask you today, have you heard from Jesus lately in church? Or are you outside talking with your friends? That is a grave mistake. Our last point is point number 3, the needful part. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. She was picking up chairs. She was cooking the hot dogs. She was frying the chicken for the church cookout. She was outside mopping, or inside mopping, I should say. But she was, Martha was distracted from the master. But one thing, it says in verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I take that as salvation. When you get saved, you will never lose it. John 10:28. But the most needful thing in church, the most necessary thing in church, is Jesus Christ. Do you come to church and ask God to help you hear from God through the music and in the preaching? Do you get on that old-fashioned altar and ask God to help you with every type of thing that you need? Or are you outside working and skipping the ministry? All those things could have been done before church and after church, but not during church. The most needful thing for the Christian is to hear the words of Jesus Christ. That is the most needful thing. It would have been better if Martha, as soon as Jesus Christ comes into the house, to forsook the work and hear the words of Jesus Christ. To hear the words of Jesus Christ. And that is the most important thing when we come into the church, to hear from Jesus. I'll tell you that I've never missed church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, especially on vacation. When I was a little boy, my dad always made sure that he mapped out the address of a church on vacation. We never missed church. Why? Because hearing from God is paramount. It trumps everything. It's higher above work. It's higher above baseball. It's higher above wrestling. It's higher above judo. It's higher above jujitsu. Any type of activity you can think of. Hearing from God is the most needful thing in church. Will you hear from Jesus when you attend church this Sunday? Amen.